Hello. You're probably here because you maybe want to know a little bit more about adoption. Adoption Now brings together the local authority adoption services for six areas in the northwest of England. We caught up with a couple going through the adoption process.
I'm Natalia.
And my name is Yvonne, and we're a same-sex female couple, and we're currently in the process of adopting with Adoption Now. We met 13 years ago.
We did. And
it was through mutual friends. We both lived in different cities at the time.
Facebook at the time was the new hit thing. So we started to talk to each other via private message. And then we then started to text one another. And I think the friendship grew into something that, you know, we started to have feelings for one another.
Nearly coming up to 12 year relationship now. We've had two houses since then, two dogs, just got engaged earlier on this year. And yeah, now we're starting to build our family.
I think one of the reasons we wanted to adopt was that we'd always known that we wanted a family.
Yeah.
And we'd also looked at the various different options that were available to us as obviously a same-sex couple.
Yeah.
And we thought that adoption was the best thing for us.
Yeah, it always felt the one that we would use to build our family. Neither of us had a particular desire to carry a child.
No.
And obviously we wanted to kind of make sure, or I thought it would be nice if we were both experiencing it from the beginning to the end. We didn't really even explore, we briefly spoke about them, but we didn't even fully explore the other options. We just went straight into researching about adoption.
Mm. And effectively it just felt right.
Yeah. To research in regards to adoption, I went to Google, and that's where I started my research. We moved into our second home, our forever home, and we decided, right, we're gonna start the process. Mm. But we didn't know where to go, so we did a search.
Yeah, I also think as well as at previous Manchester Prides, for example, there was always stalls for different agencies, which, you know, we didn't really pay much attention to the agencies, but it was more so about, oh, adoption is there. You know, I think we'd always walked past, and It was one of those things that I think we did look at one another and go, you know, will that be us, you know, one day?
Yeah, yeah. And it came quite apparent that adoption agencies had recently when we started the process, had kind of joined forces. So, like, different councils were all joined together to create new adoption agencies. Initially, we came across a different adoption agency. We found the adoption agency that was kind of for our local council, our local borough, but unfortunately that didn't feel right for us.
Yeah, I think ultimately I think we were very kind of nervous, and when we went to this information evening, and you know, and it was excitement at the same time, and I think we just didn't get a real good feeling. And I think the social worker said to us, so you know, what are you looking for? And I think I just said, oh, you know, it'd be lovely to have a, you know, a little girl. And that was down to that my brother's got two little girls, and we know quite a lot of people that have got a lot of girls, and it was just a natural thing to say. And I think the response that we got back from that particular social worker was, oh, it's not all about dressing them up and having babies. And I think we just walked away from that session feeling very, very deflated.
So we went back to the drawing board, and that's when we came across Adoption Now, and they were actually then holding an information event. So I gave Adoption Now a call, and I spoke to a lovely, lovely lady, a social worker. We had quite a lengthy chat. She took some details about us, gave us kind of brief overview of the adoption process. And that's kind of where our relationship with Adoption Now started.
Started, yeah, yeah.
So we went to the information event first.
All right, of course.
From Adoption Now. And that same social worker that I'd spoken to on the phone was there, and she remembered us, and she came up to us, and we had quite another lengthy chat with her, and like Natalia said, went through some of the kind of the documents and what have you, like the process that would be coming up. And it was very similar to the other agency. They did do a presentation, and there was other adopters there. But like I say, the feel that we had from them was a lot more of excitement and believing that this is how we could start our family.
Yes.
And it, like I say, it was a completely different vibe, and it's kind of carried on that way. Adoption Now has obviously helped us to get to where we are now. So it's, I think, one of the things to kind of take away from that is obviously just if you feel it is right for you, then just make sure you're exploring your different options that are available to you. Because like I say, we're not actually in the borough officially that Adoption Now cover. We're just outside of it, but they took us on anyway, and that was never an issue to them. I think it's taken a lot longer than what was expected, because there's a kind of initial time frames that is mentioned. So there's various different stages involved in the adoption process. So that initial information event that we attended with Adoption Now was in May of last year.
Yes.
And obviously now we're in July, just about to be introduced to our children.
Stage two is where the social worker comes to see you on various occasions.
Yeah.
And they kind of go through a lot of your childhood, and sometimes they make you think about things that you wouldn't even ever think about.
No.
Which is, you know, there's elements of you know, what were you like as a child, and to a certain extent you can answer that, but it was you know, we were going back to our parents and asking them, well, what was I like as a child, you know, what did I do? And I think it's only when you get that slightly older as a teenager you probably, you know, remember things a lot more. And I think I'd spoken to a couple of people, a couple of my close friends around the adoption, and what I'd got back was that, you know, people will interrogate you, and you know, it didn't really feel that way. It was more so about somebody coming into your home and just having a conversation with you, making you feel at ease, but wanting to learn more about yourself, learn a lot about us as a relationship, how we tick. How we deal with stress, what are our triggers, you know, a lot of different elements. But it at all, because we built such a really good relationship with our social worker, it just felt like we were chatting to a colleague or a friend.
We are currently at the matching stage, so we've just been through the family finding and now we've been matched to two children. So we're currently in the moment waiting to kind of find out how we're going to be introduced to those children. So obviously they're with foster carers. So it's kind of how they get to know us, we get to know them, and then that process builds up gradually. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We've been through, like I said, the whole matching process itself and family finding, which was in regards to where the social worker sends you profiles of children, and usually they just start off with like a one-page document with a little picture and a little bit about them, and you kind of from there decide whether you want to actually find out more information about that particular child, and that's where we came across obviously these two children that we decided to progress with.
And what I would say is that we weren't shown a lot of profiles.
No.
and that's effectively where the social workers come in, is they know us, and that's when they narrow down the profile. So it doesn't feel as if you're being bombarded with profile after profile and being pushed to learn more about these children. Is the social workers are there to help you, and like Yvonne said, is that you know, there is an emotional element to reading any sort of profile.
And at each stage we were asked, are you still happy to proceed? There was never, like Natalia said, there was never any pressure. That now that we'd asked for more information, it was definitely had to be these two children. We were always asked that throughout the process.
Yes.
So we're currently in the process of getting ready to meet the children. It's probably, to be honest, similar to if you were having a baby naturally. There's obviously been a lot of painting of rooms, purchasing of furniture, telling family and friends. I think that's the little bit that's still quite close-knit. We've got immediate family and quite close friends that we've told. We've not kind of yet told a wider community. But I think that in itself is one thing that we've had to prepare with, seeking support using the resources by Adoption Now.
I think, Adoption Now provide quite a lot of resources to prepare for children to be placed. Mm-hmm. But then what they also do, again, you know, I can't vouch for it, but you know, they also provide a lot of post-adoption you know, resources to be able to use. And then, and obviously, as Yvonne mentioned, is, you know, conceiving naturally is, you know, you're going out buying furniture, toys and clothes, and that in itself is exciting. And we're effectively, we are ready for, maybe not mentally, but we're ready yeah. with everything that resource wise that we need for both of the children to come to us.
The main things that we'd say, if you're thinking about it, then go out and do your research and look into it. Definitely, the amount of adopters and foster carers that are out there is very low in comparison to children that are needing homes.
If you know, if you really are committed and want to go down that path, is that just like with us, is that if you didn't find the right agency the first time, there is an agency out there that can help you. So don't give up. They're trying to do the right thing. When they're asking you some of these very, very peculiar questions, you come away sometimes, and personal questions, yes, you come away from it thinking, why on earth did they ask us that?
Like I say, it can be a long process. Ours is just over a year. Some people, it takes longer than ours has. Some people, it takes less than that. But at the end of the day, it's about the children, and obviously we need to make sure it's right, because the last thing that we want is for the adoption to break down for any reason. So it's all for a reason, and now we're at the point where it's like, we can't believe it's happening.
No.
this soon.
That was Natalia and Yvonne speaking to Adoption Now. Adoption Now brings together the local authority adoption services for 6 areas in the northwest of England. If you want to know more about us or the adoption process, visit adoptionnow.org.uk.